This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you have a 628 number?
628, Joe!
I'm going to walk over here, and I'm going to go through that glass, and I'm going to slap you.
By the way,
how dare you disrespect me like that? I'm so 415, I got my son a 415 number just to lock it up on Verizon. I'm dead serious.
Did you actually?
I swear to God.
How? Real quick, as we're talking to Eric.
I swear to God.
I believe it.
What's that?
I believe that.
Well, because I'm not going to get my son a phone. I've already convinced myself.
Yeah, you got to wait. You got to wait.
No, but I will get him a watch at some point so that I just know where he is. And like that way, if he does need to make a phone call, he can call me. You don't need to do any texting or any of that stuff. You're fine. A watch is more than enough.
Yeah. You remember back in the day, you had the iPod Touch.
Got a microchip.
You had the iPod Touch, but you can get around that through like messaging on Facebook, or you could do like the calling feature. They had an app for that. So it was basically an iPhone. I was like, what are you guys doing? Just go all in on the iPhone. They eventually did. You brought up area codes, or Carter did. Real quick, because we didn't get to talk about it yesterday because so much happened and Brock Purdy contract and all that. But the A's played the Giants. And the Giants did something very interesting. Maybe it's not interesting to some, but for me it was, and you brought it up. They had the 415 banner, which area code for San Francisco.
And they have an area that's like the 415 area where you pay a certain amount of money. It's pretty relatively inexpensive, and you can kind of go hang out in that little party zone all year long.
And they also had a 510 banner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now.
Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's the Oakland one. That's interesting.
Now, you're an A's fan, originally.
Originally,
I don't know
what I am anymore. It is what it is.
I'm Rob Lowe.
I got the cap on. I'm a fan of Major League Baseball, except for no-hitters.
So how did that land on you when you saw that the Giants were trying to lure you in? Because over the weekend, it was Giants-A's. And let me set this up, and I want you to react to this, because the reason being is, like, I'm a Giants fan, and I see both sides of it. Like, they are clearly trying to grasp at any dollars that they can, sure, of the East Bay fan, which is smart business, but also the tact is not, it's not a good look. And then you bring in Mr. Fab, and you bring in, the celebration song, yeah, at the end of the game.
Cool in the game.
I thought it was a little heavy-handed. And I'm a Giants fan, and I admit, like, and we obviously know, like, there's no secret. The Giants did not want the Oakland A's in the East Bay. Okay, we could talk about Fisher all we want, but it's not like there wasn't some, and I'm not going to say blood, but it's not like there wasn't some dirt on the Giants' hands, yeah, whether it was pushing them out, slamming the door on them. Like, they're involved in some capacity. They're culpable. Not all the way, but there's a slice of the pie where they're involved. And I understand all the rights. Giants wouldn't have got rights to the South Bay if it wasn't for the A's originally, you know, and the Giants nixed and reneged on giving them rights to the South Bay when they wanted to build in San Jose. That doesn't exonerate the Giants. It also doesn't make them the ultimate bad guy.
No.
But they're culpable in this whole thing. So when you see them kind of like immediately, hey, 415, 510, love. How'd that make
way
you feel?
Way too heavy-handed. The body hasn't been buried yet. Can we let it breathe for a second, the entire situation? You know?
I do get
it. That's kind of like there's going to be a time and place for maybe some A's fans say, you know what, maybe I'll go across the bay and I'll root for the Giants at some point. Within a year, though, like, or however months, let's let it relax for a little bit. Just, like, don't be so heavy-handed. You don't need to do that. And I get it. I guess the Giants released a statement in the San Francisco Chronicle saying, quote, all baseball fans are welcome to the park, but especially this weekend, last weekend playing the A's, those from the 510, the East Bay. It's like, okay, that's, again, you don't have to do so heavy-handed with it. Just, if they just let it breathe and it was just any other game, I actually kind of would have respected it more. I would have felt better as an A's fan. If you just don't even acknowledge the East Bay roots at all, because there are Giants fans already there's a lot of Giants fans in Oakland.
Sure.
Sam lives there. He lives right
Walnut
near me. Like,
Creek.
There's, of course.
All over. Livermore.
Course.
Yeah.
So, like, just let it breathe for a little bit before being so heavy-handed with the 510, Mr. Yeah. Fab, all Oakland. Like, you don't need to do that.
I agree.
Give it a year. Give it a couple years and say, you know what? Hey, start shouting out Oakland more and more and more, and eventually you'll build up and say, you know what? The Giants are actually, they do care about Oakland. Okay. Maybe that can be my team.
So,
because young Benny's probably going to, that's probably going to be his team. Hell, I have a nephew in North Carolina, young Noah. He's telling me his favorite team's the Giants. And he
really
watches them all the time. My brother told me that.
Wow.
I was like, it's crazy. He's like, yeah, Jung-Hoo Lee. He's like, Uncle Joe, can you guess my favorite team? North Carolina, right? So I was like, I don't know. The Braves? Something like that. I don't know. Like, no. It was Yankees. No. Red Sox. No. The Giants. I was like, what?
Was he rooting for the no-no last night?
Exactly. Yeah, right. It's past his bedtime. He's north. That's 3 hours ahead, right?
So let me ask you this one then. All right.
But I did feel some type of way. Like, it's just like, come on. Like, really? Like, just don't even bring tension to it. Just don't even. Because it brings up old wounds.
Are the Giants, just before this weekend, were the Giants the big bad villain for you when it, just in general?
No, not really.
Not about the move, just in general.
No, because I have no ill will towards the Giants at all. There used to be some sort of a rivalry. It was funny because Stephen Langford, we were talking to KCBS, former host here at 95.7. We were just shooting the breeze in the room. And I was saying, yeah, I don't like no hitters. He's like, you just don't like the Giants. I was like, I actually don't hate the Giants. I don't hate the Giants at all. I have zero ill will towards the San Francisco Giants and as a rivalry as anything. I'm actually, this team's actually very fun to root for. They got guys that I like, Justin Verlander being one of them, Logan Webb, big Raiders fan, by the way. I like this Giants team. I like Jung-Hoo Lee. I don't like the Giants brass and the executive level at times being so heavy-handed with certain things.
Yeah.
And just not reading the room. And I think that goes to MLB in general for a lot of things.
Totally
not being
agree.
Able to read the room.
Yeah.
Certain things. That's why I think the NFL laps everyone else because they just read the room so brilliantly yeah. with certain things. And this fandom being a part of it, like, I don't know. I get the 49ers when the Raiders left. They did the faithful to the Bay thing. Mm-hmm. It was subtle. It was a shot.
No, it was 100% a shot.
It was a shot.
100%.
In
their own way.
But you know what? They weren't dumping on a bunch of like Raider fans. Come here. Come here. Come here. Yeah, we'll take you. We'll take you. I think John Lynch had some comments about it because he was asked about it.
Yeah.
But like they're not doing, you know, 510 banners out there. They do Bay Area United things.
Yes.
Little things like that. That's fine. Don't just all of a sudden put 510. You're welcome here. Come on, guys. We love you. No. Oakland fans are different than San Francisco fans. They are. You got to know that fan base, and they don't know that yet.
There's no doubt they are. They're definitely different. It's funny to me, like
I will say, we are a sensitive group. They're very. You got all your sports teams taken away from you. You don't know how to like. You don't unless that happens to you. You don't really know how that fan base feels.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question just about baseball in general? I think that, do you think the average fan sees it as big business?
What?
Just the entire sport and how they treat their fans, the game, just everything. Everything is about the bottom line and the dollars. Do you think the average fan sees it that way?
No, I don't think the average fan sees it that way. I think some of the diehards do. The ones that have been hurt with like certain things, like the moves, like they'll see it that way. But I do think the average fan, they're not going into it. Like if I hit up, I don't know, my buddy who doesn't really care about baseball, he's like, oh, let's go to a fan, go to a game, have fun. Oh, let's get a hot dog.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not thinking about that stuff. They're not
thinking about,
We're so in the trenches with certain things
yes.
that maybe I lose perspective sometimes on just the average fan, and I have to get checked, you know, by the Will and Marins, if you will.
Well, like Sunday was pony day, right? So all the kids in the pony leagues around town had in the area, which is like a different league than Little League, but they were all given like a discount on tickets. And so I knew a lot of kids that just went to the game in their you know, pony league jerseys. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, seeing it through a child's eye is always different. But I've always viewed this as big business. Now, just because Walter Haas granted the San Francisco Giants the South Bay because he was a good person doesn't mean all these other people in baseball have operated that way forever.
No.
Why are the Dodgers in L.A. currently?
Why? Because the owner wanted to leave.
Money.
Yeah.
Money. He was seeking more money.
Yes.
Why stay in a market with three teams when I can go out into this other bigger market, this wild, wild west, and tap in and be the only brand in town?
Yep.
Okay. You know what? Why are the Giants thrilled that the A's are in Oakland and probably one day in Nevada?
Because they own Northern California.
It's market share.
They cut the state in half. Now we get everything.
It's and I use this analogy and people kind of lose their minds, but I'm like, you think Pete's wants Starbucks right across the street?
No,
not at all. I saw the San Diego operator that had to shut their business after 25 years. They were furious at these street vendors that were pulling up in front of their business and pilfering their dollars.
Right.
Now, I'm sure that the reason that they closed their business is very layered.
God, I love bacon.
But
bacon wrapped hot dogs are undefeated. Continue.
No, but like I understand being jaded and furious about it. And so I think there's a lot of A's fans that look at like, I can't believe what the Giants did. It's like, I can.
Yeah.
It's called capitalism. And at the end of the day, you know, all these teams are fighting. Why were the Washington Nationals and the Baltimore Orioles fighting for 20 years?
Well, because of the regional networks, right?
Money.
They're right next to each other.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm going the actual specifics
exactly.
here. But
yes,
money.
The money on the television contracts and market share. And so it's just, it's kind of crazy to me that I think there's a lot of people that are extremely naive. Now, again, I acknowledge the Giants are not some like victim in the situation. They are also culpable of what's gone down. But the main villain in this one is John Fisher.
Well, I don't even want to say it. It's almost like Voldemort. You just don't even say his name. But I don't fear John Fisher. I'll say his name. By the way, how's con man Cavill doing these days? He just slithered back
unemployed
into the sewers. He just slithered back into the sewers where he belongs. Great. Richie's in Queens. He wants to talk about the Giants. All it says is Giants worst hitting team in baseball. This is going to be a good one.
I don't know about that.
Richie, real quick, Richie, before we get to the Giants.
Flores has got the like top three in RBIs.
Richie, before we get to the Giants, they're loving their Knicks action out there in New York, right? Do you feel the Knicks fever, Rich?
Absolutely, yeah. It's mind-boggling, guys. I go back 60 years with them. The city is when the Knicks are really good, over any sport, they just take over the city. So it's really, really, you know, for a team that wasn't predicted to get past the second round against the Celtics, and now you got a chance to get there. I was rooting for your Warriors, you know. I'm a big Curry fan, so thought they'd go a little far. Obviously, losing him was major, but, yeah, the Knicks are just absolutely the dominant talk right now in New York City, more so than the Mets or the Yankees.
That's pretty crazy. Obviously, I guess Juan Soto's the bugaboo out in New York. You're telling me, Joe, he's not hustling enough.
No,
is what you
not
say.
Hustling. You know, well, you got 800 million.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.